The faith calls from the blessed life. With grace he walked a path so divine. Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. The faith calls from the blessed life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of the Echoes from the Blessed Life. In our last episode, we learned about the prophetic miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We also learned about the difference between mu'jiza and a karama. Today, inshallah al-kareem, we'll be talking about the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But before we proceed any further, let's listen to the blessing of Durud-e-Pak. The final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, The one who sends salawat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell, and he will place him amongst the martyrs on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now let's listen to the glorious verses of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ
Subhanallah, mashallah. Now let's listen to the translation of Holy Quran from Kanzul Iman. By the oath of the forenoon, and by the night when it covers everything with its darkness, that your Lord has neither abandoned you, O beloved, nor did He dislike you. And indeed, the latter is better for you than the former. And indeed, it is close that your Lord will give you so much that you will be pleased. Did He not find you, O beloved, as an orphan, then provided you with a place? And He found you profoundly engrossed in His love, so He gave you way towards Himself, i.e. towards His closeness. And found you in need, then made you prosperous. Therefore, do not put pressure on an orphan, and do not scold a beggar, and publicize well the bounty of your Lord. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. An amazing translation by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It increases the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of a believer. Alhamdulillah. Now let's listen to the Naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah.
Subhanallah, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is incomparable. He's the most beautiful amongst all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's smile is incomparable. Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam's beauty is incomparable. His character is incomparable. His wisdom is incomparable. And we can go on for episodes and episodes, such that all the episodes of all the programs of Madani Channel, if they're dedicated only to the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, these episodes will come to an end. Our lives will come to an end. But no one can exactly describe the true beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Just like Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, Tujhe yak ne yak banaya. Tujhe yak ne yak banaya. That the one has created you, the one. Subhanallah. Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, son of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, beautifully writes in his poetry, in his collection of naat. He writes, Do jahan mein koi tum sa dusra milta nahi, dhoondte phirte hain mahr o mah pata milta nahi. In another naat he writes, haqeeqat se tumhari juz khuda aur kaun waqif hai, kahe to kya kahe koi, chuni tum ho chuna tum ho, khuda ki saltanat ka do jahan mein kaun dulha hai, tum hi tum ho, tum hi tum ho, yahan tum ho wahan tum ho, zameen o aasma ki sab bahare aap ka sadqa, bahare bekhiza tum ho, bahare javida tum ho, kuja hum khaak uftada, kuja tum ae shahe bala, agar misle zameen hum hain to misle aasma tum ho. Then he says, ye kya maine kaha misle sama tum ho maazallah, munazza misl se bartarze har wehm o guma tum ho.
SubhanAllah,
an amazing way to depict the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And even then at the end he says, Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam's beauty is incomparable. There's nothing that can be compared to the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So let's talk about the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The blessed appearance of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as you have mentioned, we can go on and we will never truly be able to describe the blessed appearance, the blessed beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About the blessed beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the blessed body of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very soft and delicate. I have never seen even silk softer and more delicate than his blessed body.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
I have never smelt any other fragrance better than the fragrance of his blessed body.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
It was one of the unique attributes of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no shadow.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
His shadow did not appear on the ground in the sunlight, in the moonlight, or in any other light.
And the scholars have described that that's because Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is made of noor.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, that is what the scholars have said. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is created from nude, but our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been created in the human form. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nude in the form of
Bashar,
in the form of a human being.
SubhanAllah.
Between both of the blessed shoulders of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the seal of prophethood.
SubhanAllah.
And this seal, it was equal to the size of a pigeon egg. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of medium height. It was his miracle, mu'jiza, that when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would separate from people, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would appear of medium height. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit or walk with others, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look the tallest.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The blessed head of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was large. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed hair was slightly curly. His blessed face was the reflection of divine beauty and shone like the moon of the 14th night. His blessed eyebrows were extended and thin and looked as if they were joined to each other from a distance. There was a vein between both eyebrows which would stand out in times of anger. His blessed and luminous eyes were big and naturally appeared as though kohl had been applied in them. It was the miracle of the luminous eyes of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that just as he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would see the things in front of him, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would also see the things that were behind him as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And it's not only that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam could see what is in front of him, what is behind him. There's a hadith that talks about that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam could see the khushu and khuzu of Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam as well.
Subhanallah. Just like the luminous eyes of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his blessed ears also had miraculous glory. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam has himself said, I see those things which no one amongst you sees.
Allahu
and Allah. I hear the sounds which no one amongst you hears.
It's an amazing quality or amazing miracle, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he's incomparable. We cannot even hear what's going on in the next room or even outside the studio, but Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could hear what's going on all the way far behind the skies as well.
Subhanallah. The blessed forehead of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bright and broad.
Subhanallah.
His blessed cheeks were soft, delicate, and smooth. His sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed teeth were wide and sparkling. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak, light would shine from between his two front teeth.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would smile in the dark, light would spread everywhere. The blessed tongue of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the channel or medium of divine revelation and was extremely eloquent.
Subhanallah.
When excellent speakers and eloquent speakers listened to the speech of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would become stunned. His blessed voice was very beautiful. Its excellence is that during the sermons, all people, whether near or far, would listen to his sacred speech equally wherever they were seated. His blessed hands were very soft, delicate, and fleshy. The person with whom he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would shake hands would be left with fragrant hands for the entire day.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
His blessed feet were wide and fleshy. They were so soft and delicate that water did not stay on them. While walking, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would put his steps onto the ground in a dignified manner. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would walk, it seemed as if he was descending from a height.
Subhanallah.
He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would take every step firmly.
All these attributes of the appearance that you've described, one is truly amazed by the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, how beautifully he depicted each and every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and then conveyed lakho salam upon it, right? The famous kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, where he says, Duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaane laale karamat pe lakho salam, jiske maathe shafaat ka sehra raha, us jabine saadat pe lakho salam, jinke sajde ko mihrab e kaaba jhuki, un bhavon ki latafat pe lakhon salam. Then he says, jis taraf uth gayi dam mein dam aa gaya us nigahe inayat pe lakhon salam. Neechi aankhon ki sharm o haya par durood, unchi beeni ki rifat pe lakhon salam. Jis se tareek dil jagmagane lage اس چمک والی رنگت پہ لاکھوں سلام، پتلی پتلی گلے قدس کی پتیاں، ان لبوں کی نزاکت پہ لاکھوں سلام، وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہیں، اس کی نافذ حکومت پہ لاکھوں سلام. Amazing work of سیدی اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ، سبحان اللہ، depicting every single aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or I should try to say trying to depict every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then sending salam upon it. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
How did sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, what did they say about the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they tried their best to describe the blessed appearance and the blessed beauty of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
They are those fortunate individuals who actually acquired the company of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, the state of iman. They actually saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam with their own blessed eyes.
Subhanallah. They were blessed to be able to spend time in the blessed presence of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be able to do the ziyarah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they tried their best to describe the beauty, the blessed appearance of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And despite their best efforts, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan came to the conclusion that even they can never truly describe the blessed appearance and the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, alhamdulillah, we've just heard a brief description of the beauty and the physical form of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, now we will listen to narrations from the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, various Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, in regards to different blessed features of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed body was radiant,
subhanallah,
as if it had been fashioned, molded from silver.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, the blessed body of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was extremely soft and delicate. I felt no silk or brocade softer than the palms of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Nor have I smelt perfume more delightful than the perspiration of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The beads of perspiration on the blessed face of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were like pearls and more pleasant in scent than the most delightful musk.
Subhanallah, there's an amazing, once again, it reminds me in the poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He talks about guzre jis raah se wo sayyide wala hokar reh gayi sari zameen ambar sara hokar. And sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan used to find Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because wherever Prophet alayhi wasallam walked, it was fragrant. Everybody could recognize that this is the path, yes, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam walked on.
Subhanallah. They would follow the blessed scent, the blessed fragrance of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And then there's also a waqiyah or a story about the perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given to a bride, and that how was because of the fragrance, and it was made popular.
Another narration in regards to the blessed perspiration of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Umme Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was spread a leather mat for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to rest upon.
Subhanallah.
He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perspire much. And Sayyidatuna Umme Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would gather the blessed perspiration of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a glass bottle.
Subhanallah.
She would then add from it to her perfume.
SubhanAllah.
On one occasion, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Umm Sulaym, "What are you doing?" She replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we seek its blessings for our young children." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, "You are correct."
SubhanAllah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says, Bheeni bheeni mahak par mahakti durood. Pyari pyari nafasat pe lakhon salaam.
SubhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah. I think it's going to be throughout this episode, we'll remember Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala and his work of poetry.
InshaAllah. Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was happy, his blessed face would shine so radiantly as if it was a piece of the moon.
SubhanAllah.
Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was neither excessively tall nor short, but was of medium height. His blessed body was the perfection of beauty. And when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would walk, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would lean forward slightly. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was neither excessively tall nor short. I did not see his like neither before him nor after him. Now, as you probably noticed, some of these narrations were mentioned in the description which we heard at the beginning of our episode. But I'm repeating these narrations so that you can see that these narrations are from different Sahaba-i Kiram alayhim ridwan. But look at how the Sahaba-i Kiram are explaining and trying their best to describe the blessed appearance of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of the Sahaba-i Kiram alayhim ridwan have stated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was of medium height. And it was a miracle of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that despite this, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would appear the tallest even in a gathering of thousands.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.
The blessed hair of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
SubhanAllah.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed hair would reach the earlobes, and later on, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed hair would reach his blessed shoulders.
SubhanAllah.
On the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his blessed hair shaven. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would frequently apply oil to his blessed hair and would sometimes comb it, parting his hair in the middle. The blessed hair of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed head and blessed beard was black.
SubhanAllah.
And there were fewer than 20 gray hairs in total when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam physically departed from this world.
SubhanAllah. And there's an amazing miracle of the blessed hair that we can still see it today as well. That these hair, the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they still grow. They still have branches.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. It's only possible for a human being that is alive, right? That's why Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala says, Tu zinda hai wallah. Tu zinda hai wallah. Meri chashme alam se chup jane wale.
SubhanAllah. Not only that, if you look at a normal human being, right? We are alive. We are living in this world. But once you remove your hair from your body, will that hair ever continue to grow?
No.
No.
But
as soon as it leaves your body, as soon as it's cut and separated from the living body, that hair, that part of your body, it will die. But this not only goes to show that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is himself alive, but every also part of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam
is alive.
Alhamdulillah. After having shaven his blessed head during Hajjatul Wada, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed hair was distributed amongst the Sahaba alayhim ridwan.
Subhanallah. So that they can get barakah.
As
from
a means
the
of deriving barakah.
So then Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gained blessing and he basically, he risked his life to save the blessed chair.
Subhanallah. The Sahaba ikiram alayhim ridwan, they preserved and protected the blessed hair of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than their own lives.
Subhanallah.
In one narration, Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu anha preserved some of the blessed hair of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a glass bottle.
Subhanallah.
Whenever someone would be afflicted by the evil eye or fell ill, she radiallahu ta'ala anha would dip the bottle in water and give the water to the ailing person to drink, and the person would be cured by it.
Subhanallah.
So another example of people benefiting from the tabarrukat, those things which are associated with the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam.
And those with Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, those are the actions of Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan.
Yes.
These actions were done by the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and they were scholars themselves. They actually got the knowledge of Islam from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They never said that shifa is only given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, shifa is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but all these tabarukat, they become the means of it. We gain blessing from it, alhamdulillah. And once again, when we talk about the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it reminds us the poetry, the naat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where he depicted about, where he actually presented his naat about the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chaman-e taiba mein sumbul jo sawaare gesu, hoor badkar shikane naaz pe waare gesu, hum siyah karo pe yaarab tapish-e mahshar mein saaya afghan ho tere pyare ke pyare gesu. Aur gosht tak sunte the faryaad, ab aaye ta dosh ke bane khana badoshon ko sahare gesu, sukhe dhanon pe hamare bhi karam ho jaye, چھائے رحمت کی گھٹا بن کے تمہارے گیسو. بھینی خوشبو سے مہک جاتی ہیں گلیاں واللہ, کیسے پھولوں میں بسائے ہیں تمہارے گیسو. یعنی further says, تیل کی بوندیں ٹپکتی نہیں بالوں سے رضا, صبح عارض پہ لٹاتے ہیں ستارے گیسو.
سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, ماشاء اللہ.
So you were talking about the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam now, and you were describing how Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan described each and every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we're talking about the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Did Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, for our sake, did they ever show us the comparison? And what was that comparison like?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Sahaba ikram did in many cases attempt to compare the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's beauty to other things that are found to be beautiful within the world.
Subhanallah.
But as I mentioned earlier, at the end of the day, they would come to the conclusion that nothing can be compared to the beauty and the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One such attempt was made by Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself narrates, I once saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a full moonlit night.
Subhanallah.
On that night, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore red striped clothing. At times, I looked at the full moon and at times at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ultimately, I came to the conclusion that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more handsome, beautiful, and more radiant than the full moon.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most handsome of all people and the best of them in character.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, whoever saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unexpectedly would be filled with awe, and whoever came to know him would become his true lover.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Concerning the blessed face of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when I closely observed the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I realized that this is not the face of a liar. The blessed eyes of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were large, and his blessed eyelashes were long and dense.
Subhanallah.
The pupils of his blessed eyes were deep black with a slight red tinge in the whiteness of the eyes.
Subhanallah.
A miracle of his blessed eyes was that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was able to see equally well what was in front, behind, to his left, to his right, in the darkness of the night and the brightness of the day. There's a blessed hadith in which our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, by Allah, your bowing and state of humility, your khushu, are not concealed from me.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
We can't see what's behind us, but look at the power of the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the power of the blessed sight that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could see what's inside the heart. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Hind bin Abi Hala radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed cheeks were smooth, soft, and even. His blessed mouth wide and teeth well spaced.
Subhanallah.
When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would speak, a light would shine from between the front two teeth. And if he sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled in the darkness, a light would emanate.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never yawn. And this is a unique quality of all of the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. Because yawning is from the devil, and all the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam are protected from the influence of the devil.
Subhanallah. So Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never yawned.
Never yawned.
Once again, an evidence that he's not like us.
Subhanallah. 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 The blessed tongue of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, its eloquence was unrivaled, such that the most eloquent and articulate speakers were left astonished. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the most beautiful neck, described as being neither long nor short. Sayyidina Hind bin Abi Hala radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed neck was well built, proportioned perfectly, beautiful, as resplendent as silver.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, I have touched neither silk nor brocade softer than the palms of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor have I smelt fragrance sweeter or more beautiful than that of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever touched the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed hand would find his hands fragrant from the entire day. And when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pat the head of a young child, the child would become distinguished due to his scent. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, once I performed Salatul Zuhr with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and followed him sallallahu alayhi wasallam home. Children rushed to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when they saw him, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam brushed his merciful hands over their cheeks, also brushing his blessed hand over mine as I stood before him. I felt the coolness of his blessed hands on my cheeks, and such a fragrant smell emanated from them, just as a hand coming out of a perfume seller's box would. The blessed stomach and the blessed chest of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were even with each other and equal in proportion. His blessed chest was also broad, and besides a straight, thin line of hair running from it to his navel, neither his stomach nor his chest had any hair.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
His blessed arms and shoulders and upper chest, however, had some hair.
InshaAllah, Al-Kareem. We will continue learning more about the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But let's proceed to the next naat or the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji Shayam.
Kare chara saazi ziyarat ke si ki kare chara saazi ziyarat ke si ki bhare zakhm dil ke bhare zakhm dil ke mana کسی کرے چارا سازی زیارت کسی کی چمک کے یہ کہتی ہے طلعت کسی کی چمک کے یہ کہتی ہے طلعت کسی کی کہ دی دارِ حق ہے کہ دیدارِ حق ہے زیارت کسی کی کہ دیدارِ حق ہے زیارت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی عجب پیاری پیاری ہے صورت کسی کی عجب پیاری پیاری ہے صورت کسی کی ہمیں کیا خدا کو ہمیں کیا خدا کو ہے الفت کسی ہمیں کیا خدا کو ہے الفت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی دمِ حشر آسی مزے لے رہے ہیں دمِ حشر آسی مزے لے رہے ہیں شفاعت کسی کی شفاعت کسی کی ہے رحمت کسی کی شفاعت کسی کی ہے رحمت کسی کی کرے چارا سازی زیارت کسی کی قمر ایک اشارے میں دو ٹکڑے دیکھا قمر ایک اشارے میں دو ٹکڑے دیکھا زمانے پہ روشن زمانے پہ روشن ہے طاقت کسی کی زمانے پہ روشن ہے طاقت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی خدا سے دعا ہے کہ ہنگامے رخصت خدا سے دعا ہے کہ ہنگامے رخصت زبان حسن پر زبان حسن پر ہو مدحت کسی کی زبان حسن پر امید حد کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی بھرے زخم دل کے ملاحت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی.
The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed feet were fleshy and wide,
subhanallah,
having a slight arch in the soles. His sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed feet were so delicate and soft that water would instantly flow off of them. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk with humility. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I never saw anyone more beautiful than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was as if the sun shone upon his blessed face. And I never saw anyone who walked faster than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was as if the earth folded itself up for him. We would walk hastily to try to keep up with him until becoming exhausted. And all the while, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would continue to walk effortlessly ahead of us.
SubhanAllah. The beautiful nod that talks about Mustafa e Zat e Yakta aap hain.
SubhanAllah.
Mustafa e Zat e Yakta aap hain. Yak ne jisko yak banaya aap hain. Aur aap jaisa koi ho sakta nahi. آپ جیسا کوئی ہو سکتا نہیں اپنی ہر خوبی میں تنہا آپ ہے
سبحان اللہ
ماشاءاللہ بارکاللہ. As we mentioned many times throughout this episode that this is a fact which is known by every single Muslim worldwide, whether it were the Sahaba ikram alayhim wa ridwan, the scholars, the awliya ikram, everyone knows that there is no comparison to our beloved Prophet.
And a true devotee, even in this world, even right now in our age and time, a true devotee will never compare Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to anyone.
No.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can go on and on, as stated earlier in the episodes, that we can have episodes after episodes describing the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our lives could end, but the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is incomparable. Everything in this world is created because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The echoes from the blessed life. With grace he walked a path so divine. The Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. Prophet's best life, a treasure of time.